To read from The Art of War, and after that I'm going to read from Edward Gibbon, and then I'm going to give you a prompt.
Sounds good. I'm ready whenever you are. Just let me know what you'd like me to do with the prompt once you share it.
Okay, so first of all, Sun Tzu said, in war, the general receives his commands from the sovereign, collects his army, and concentrates his forces.
Right, that's a key principle from Sun Tzu, emphasizing the chain of command and the importance of unified, focused action. Once you've got that foundation, what's next from Gibbon?
Okay, and Gibbon says, inclined to peace by his temper and situation, it was easy for him to discover that Rome, in her present exalted situation, had much less to hope than to fear from the chance of arms, and that, in the prosecution of remote wars, the undertaking became every day more difficult, the event more doubtful, and the possession more precarious and less beneficial.
That's a great contrast. Gibbon highlights how Rome, despite its power, faced diminishing returns from continuous military expansion. It shows the balance between aggressive action and strategic restraint. What's the prompt you'd like to explore with these ideas in mind?
So, how are these two similar and how are they different?
They're similar in that both emphasize the importance of strategic thinking. Sun Tzu focuses on the necessity of a unified command and the concentration of forces, which ensures efficiency and strength. Gibbon, on the other hand, points out the limitations of overextension and the risks of spreading resources too thin, highlighting the importance of knowing when to restrain expansion. In other words, Sun Tzu teaches how to effectively marshal your resources, while Gibbon warns about the dangers of stretching those resources too far.
So how does it apply to the modern day UK, both of these texts, both of these quotes?
For the modern UK, Sun Tzu's principle can be seen in the importance of having a clear and unified strategy, whether in political leadership, economic policies, or military actions. The UK benefits when its government and institutions work cohesively towards common goals, ensuring that resources are concentrated where they are most needed. Gibbon's insight applies to the UK's foreign policy and economic ventures. Overextending in international conflicts or spreading resources too thinly can lead to diminishing returns and vulnerabilities. For example, focusing on domestic stability and prioritizing key international partnerships can yield better long-term benefits than overextending into multiple complex engagements.
How does it apply, these two quotes, apply to the USA in modern times?
For the USA, Sun Tzu's principle of unified command and concentrated effort can be seen in the importance of cohesive national strategy, whether in defense, economic policy, or social initiatives. When leadership and institutions align on clear goals, the nation can achieve significant progress. Gibbon's warning about the perils of overextension is relevant to the USA's global military and economic reach. The challenges of maintaining a vast network of overseas commitments and interventions can mirror Rome's struggles, making it crucial for the US to evaluate which international engagements are truly beneficial and which might be draining resources without sufficient return. Balancing global influence with sustainable practices is key to long-term stability.
How do these two quotes apply to modern-day China?
For modern-day China, Sun Tzu's principle of unified command and focused effort is evident in how the Chinese government centralizes decision-making and coordinates large-scale initiatives such as economic reforms and infrastructure projects. This unified approach has allowed China to rapidly mobilize resources and achieve significant economic growth and technological advancements. Gibbon's caution about overextension is relevant to China's international ambitions, such as the Belt and Road Initiative. While these expansive projects offer potential benefits, they also pose risks of stretching resources and creating economic or political liabilities. Balancing ambitious global projects with sustainable growth is crucial for China to avoid the pitfalls of overreach.
How did these two quotes apply to a general individual in the UK or in London?
For an individual in the UK, Sun Tzu's principle can be applied to personal goals and projects. It emphasizes the importance of having a clear plan, staying focused, and aligning your actions with your ultimate objectives. By concentrating your efforts and resources on what truly matters, you can achieve more efficient and effective results. Gibbon's insight into the risks of overextension is a reminder to avoid spreading yourself too thin, whether it's taking on too many commitments, overworking, or trying to juggle too many goals at once. It's crucial to prioritize and ensure that each effort is sustainable and truly beneficial. This way you can maintain a balanced and fulfilling life.
How would this apply to a community?
For a community, Sun Tzu's principle of unified command and concentrated effort translates to having a shared vision and coordinated action. When community members and leaders align on common goals, like improving local infrastructure, fostering social cohesion, or enhancing public safety, the entire community can progress more effectively. It ensures that resources and efforts are directed where they're most needed, fostering a sense of unity and purpose. Gibbon's caution against overextension is a reminder that communities should focus on sustainable initiatives. Taking on too many projects or spreading resources too thinly can lead to burnout and ineffective outcomes. By prioritizing key areas and ensuring that each initiative is manageable and impactful, a community can achieve steady, long-term growth and resilience.